So if you are an evolving human, if you're a writer eager to learn and improve, and if you're a person who desires to get the most out of your one wild and precious life, there is a gap. The gap is the space that lies between where you are and where you want to be. The gap is where the magic happens. It's where you face your fears, embrace your failures, and navigate inevitable challenges. In the gap, you'll be brought to your knees and lifted off your feet. You'll be devastated and exhilarated. It's in the gap that you learn to get good with uncertainty and reap the infinite rewards for leaving your comfort zone. How you navigate the gap defines your experience and determines the path your life takes. This is Jen Verheeren from Cadence Coaching. Many people go through their entire lives avoiding the gap. They may wish things were different, but decide it's too scary or too hard to change things up. They may pretend that there's no gap, or they may be so intimidated by it that they don't even consider setting goals that seem too far away, unrealistic, or big. I contend that as human beings, we are programmed for growth, evolution, and progression throughout our lifetimes. You already know that. Life is change. Therefore, there is always a gap. We are all equipped with intellect, physicality, and emotion, powerful tools that we can choose to use or not. In order to live the life you choose, the one you want, it is necessary to change and evolve. Even as your inner critic tells you to resist change, you can forge ahead with courage every single day. For every bit of fear and resistance you move through, there are equal amounts of joy and fun to be had on the other side. As you contemplate your upper limiting barrier, you may feel momentarily weighted down by the enormity of the gap. How do you move from one way of being to another when you don't even know where to begin? What I want to say about this is that identifying that limiting barrier or belief is actually cause for great relief and even joy. That which you shine a light on no longer has power over you. That which you shine a light on no longer has power over you. Also, this dynamic is part of the human condition. That which you share with others cannot remain your own private pain. You now get to jump into that gap and make the changes you've maybe been longing for years. There are four steps that I'm going to share with you to help guide you through the process of navigating the gap from where you are to where you want to be. Of course, with the caveat that there's always a gap, and when you've crossed one threshold, you'll likely have identified another. Such is the nature of this ride we're on called life. So first, there must be a longing for something new. Longing is not a sign that something's wrong, that you're not good enough the way you are, or that there's something that needs to be fixed. Longing is a thing to be cultivated and embraced. It's a natural part of growth and inspires positive change. It's the thing that propels you into the gap. Second, there must be an understanding of what is holding you back or in your way. Understanding what your upper limiting belief is and how it impacts your experience is the next step. I love this part because this is where we get to truly acknowledge that the things we do or don't do are not driven by personality traits. They are not fixed. They're driven by a belief that can be converted and by habits that can be changed. Okay? They're driven by a belief that can be converted and by habits that can be changed. This is where you become aware of what your upper limiting belief is costing you and also what the payoff is for letting it guide you. There is a benefit to it, otherwise you wouldn't listen to it. Third, you must have awareness of the thoughts and habits that keep you where you do not want to be. What are the habits that keep you from making the shift you want, having that elusive confidence, or becoming more fully who you want to be? These are the little things the thoughts you have throughout the day, your responses in conversation, the words you choose, the things you do with your body. You want to begin to identify those habits that serve your upper limiting belief so that you can change them. The fourth step is changing your habits so that they reflect your new way of being. This requires a plan. You've heard me talk about moving from unintentional patterns to intentional ones. Once you've identified the habits that keep you stuck, you're empowered to decide what habits you want to build instead. When you change your thoughts, your responses, and your behaviors to be aligned with your deepest desires rather than with your fears, you will experience the true joy of navigating the gap and landing right where you want to be. This is not an easy process. It takes courage and persistence. It takes a willingness to be vulnerable and embrace uncertainty. One of the things I think is so extraordinary about riding and horses is that the gaps we face as riders, from fearful to confident, from thinking to feeling, from tense to relaxed, from stiff to supple, from critical to joyful, from trained to expressive, from technical to creative, from hesitant to bold, from restrained to courageous. These shifts often mirror the gaps we face in our lives. We all have a choice to stay the same or to grow. In the next session, I'm going to talk about the cost-benefit conversation we have to have with ourselves in order to get clear about the path forward. But for now, define your gap. Consider what you really, really want. What do you long for? What does the pain of not having that thing feel like? Get as specific as you can about the change or shift you'd like to make in your riding or your life. Do you want to feel brave and ride confidently? Do you want to experience a deeper level of connection and partnership with your horse? Do you want to be a more feeling, responsive rider? Do you want to be able to jump higher or canter with abandon? Do you want to reach a level of competitive success that you haven't been able to reach before? Do you want to ride with the suppleness and grace you see in your trainer? Do you want to be more present and playful in the saddle? Write down what you want. Get as specific as you can. Then ask yourself, what changes do you want to make in what you say to yourself, how you respond to certain things or people or habits you have? Write these down. The most powerful way I've found to frame these is to say, from what to what? Just as I described a minute ago and gave you all those examples. Maybe you're not clear on any of this yet, and that's okay too. Just play around with the idea of the gap and what might lie on the other side for you. Have fun with this.